from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
You've got to watch your NFL team every Sunday, and Verizon's got you covered for all your team's out-of-market games every Sunday afternoon.
Come on!
From kickoff to sign-off, from first downs and touchdowns,
that's right,
to turnovers,
no,
and overturned plays.
After review, the pass was incomplete.
Nice!
Let's go!
This season, win every Sunday with Verizon. Get a great deal on NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV, and a new phone. Excludes digital-only games. Terms and embargoes apply.
KILT. KILT FM HD2 Houston. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here. An Odyssey sports station.
Casario seems to have a massive Italian brain.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Oh, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty. And the massive dill.
The big dill.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Money Bags? Money Bags? All right, good, good.
Yes, sir.
Massive dill.
Yeah.
I don't know if that works.
TSA lady says it does.
Well, the D stands for dad, doesn't it?
In your version of it.
Oh, I didn't know.
Change up the letters.
I didn't know you could change up the word.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. Oh, okay.
Free country.
Yeah, that makes more sense. No, it's a free country. Now he can do anything.
we can change word. But look at that fella, that big fella up on that screen. Boy, he is tired. All right.
He was getting loose. Free game.
He was huffing like I would be. All right. No, it is 5 o'clock fire. Remember, 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And this is big news coming from the Astros, Clint. And Tyler broke this news around 4:30 or so earlier. Justin Verlander, for those of you getting in your cars at 5 o'clock, just getting off work. Pause. Justin Verlander will make a minor league rehab start at AAA Sugarland on Saturday. Coming up 7 o'clock start, I believe, at AAA Sugarland for the Space Cowboys. He will make that start coming up on Saturday. And Clint, this was big. They said if his bullpen session he threw yesterday would go well, that they would then move on to the next stage, which would be him getting some action in the minors, and he will have that date, which is set for Saturday. So this is big to see at least one of those big guns. I mean, you got three of them out there. Well, I wouldn't say Luis Garcia is in the same category as JV and Kyle Tucker, but still somebody that could be a big part of you down the stretch. It looks like Justin Verlander is getting close to being with this team, which would be a big boost for them to do a lot of different things with the pitching staff. Yeah, at least look, to give them options.
Ron, before the Kikuchi trade, which that's been tremendous, obviously, that the new Kikuchi in Houston has been absolutely tremendous.
I love Kikuchi!
But before that, I think Verlander was number one in terms of needing to get him back ASAP. And some people believe right now that it's still even bigger to get him back than Kyle Tucker. So either way you slice it, yes, it's good to finally get some good news on the Verlander front. Let's just keep them fingers crossed. I love the fact that he's gonna get a start in front of the Sugarland crowd down there at Constellation Field and all that. But I can't wait for it to be over in hopes that he comes out with no issues, no crick in his neck, no shoulder issues, no back issues, nothing tightening up, and everything's a go for whatever's next in his rehab.
Yeah, big for that. So we'll see. I don't know. I would imagine Clint, he's been throwing 37, 35, between 30 and 40 pitches in these bullpen sessions. And then obviously we know he was just shut down from throwing for a while there.
Yeah.
I wonder how many starts it will take for him to get his arm back up to starter level pitches in terms of 80, you know, innings, 80, 90.
I mean, are they even looking for that? I mean, is it something where the Astros could do a piggyback for a couple of starts,
maybe,
with somebody? You know that with Kikuchi in the fold now, you've got six starters. When Verlander comes back, and so you could potentially do that instead of going to the 6-man rotation. But either way it goes, getting Verlander back is big because you're plugging in a big time arm, obviously. But at the same time, now you have the ability to go to that 6-man rotation, which gives your young guys that haven't had this much workload in a season, you could give them a little bit of a break with a 6-man rotation down the stretch here. So
for what it's worth, this year when he started off injured, it was only about two starts, I think, that he had in the minors before he came up to get himself together. So we'll see. But Justin Verlander, big news there that he is going to. There is a date for Saturday for his next rehab start. Also, I just want to point out with the Astros, Clint, the importance of the rest of this month. This was a big start here against the Rangers where they took 2 of 3, created a little bit more distance between them, and they're in first place by a half a game. But Clint, boy, they have a schedule, and we've talked about it a bit. They have a schedule coming up outside of the 3-game series they have with the god awful Chicago White Sox. Everybody they play the rest of the month are above 500,
mm-hmm.
and really most of them are all ahead of the Astros in terms of record. They got 3 against the Red Sox next. The Rays are above 500, who they just played and lost the series to. Then they have that series with the White Sox. But then they have the Red Sox at home. The Orioles are in first place. The Phillies, who have the best record in the National League. The Royals, who are 12 games above 500. And then that ends the month. So that is a hell of a stretch that could say a lot to where they are. If they can get through that decently,
yeah,
then they'll put themselves in a really good position with the division.
Well, so Verlander getting back would help. I mean, that would help big time, Ron. I've got a probably an unhealthy level of confidence. You can even call it some of that Astros arrogance at this point in time. I feel like they're going to be just fine. But you know, the rubber meets the road this month, man. We'll see how they handle that tougher schedule. We know they dominated and hunted down the Mariners when that schedule allowed them to do so. Now,
They've just got to do well enough to stay in the hunt for the division, if not with a slight lead in the division. Yep.
Gentlemen on YouTube and Twitch, they've moved it to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, where are they going
to
meet?
To the main event.
Oh, they're still at it? Chuck E. Cheese is interesting. That's an interesting choice.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I want to tell them, get some pizza before
that's what I was going to say.
Too many kids.
Very underrated pizza, man. Y'all so good.
Just hit that old filling station, old convenience store.
Didn't you think main event was an odd choice to go meet up?
I think he was already there. I think he was letting them know that's where he's at. If you wanted to come on through with that big mouth. Now, old buddy's put it off long enough. Now he's letting him know he done changed location.
Yeah, let's roll.
I done brought the kids back to Chuck E. Cheese just in case you're still feeling froggy.
Yeah, he said Chuck E. Cheese is a place to be now for a kid. No, that pizza, I'm telling you, boy, let that pizza go.
So good.
They'll get you in trouble.
That cheese is for real.
They've done something. They have done something. That pepperoni and cheese, that action there.
Making me hungry.
Like, I go in there and just order.
I can't recall having it.
I hadn't either. Don't worry. You got birthday parties to go to with kids here coming up.
Yeah.
I took my nephew a few months ago, and it was dude, it was so good. Tastes amazing.
It was. I was surprised. The look of it makes you just say, I got to dive into this.
Is it thin crust or thick crust? Yeah,
they have both, but it's been like a thin crust. And then
are you a thin crust guy?
I am.
Tyler, are you a thin crust guy?
I don't really have a preference. I'll go either.
I don't like I'm going thin.
I don't even eat pizza, and I got a preference. You don't have a preference? Right now, you order a pizza, what's it going to be?
Whatever.
Sometimes that bread is too thick.
Yeah, if I had one, I'd probably lean thin. Lean thin crust.
If I'm not getting thin, then I'm going all the way out, and I'm getting like Chicago style.
Is that real thick one?
Yeah, that deep dish.
I'm a thin crust. I'll eat anything, but I'm a thin crust guy by choice.
Easy.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Texans travel to Pittsburgh tomorrow as they'll play their second preseason game. Really the first game where we'll see a lot of the ones and twos in it. And I would just throw out this to everybody, and Clint, you can start with it. What does a positive night look like tomorrow for the Texans? What's a positive night and this game look like for the Texans?
Well, I mean, the obvious, the coach speak. Let's come on the back end healthy with everybody healthy. I mean, beyond that, I think Damian Pierce showing some promise for the team. I think that's just some. It's because it would just be proof that the headspace he's in is in a better spot. For the fan base, I think it'll prove to everybody that he can run inside and outside zone. I think there's some being able to run the football between the tackles downhill early on when Kenyon Green is in the game would be big. Seeing Kenyon Green get some push in the run game, showing that athletic ability to get to the second level the way he did week one, kind of build on that, would be big. On the offensive side of the football, that's where I'm at. DP, Kenyon Green. Defensively, I think Jalen Petrie is the individual to watch. Him at that nickel position is can he cover? And this won't be a situation where they're trying to get him matched up with the best receiver, but can he cover the slot receivers? Can he cover the tight ends? Can he hold his own in just a basic vanilla preseason game at that nickel position? I would suspect that he can. We'll see. There's where my eyes are on defense. And I think that interior defensive line, we talked about it earlier, man, there's a lot of noise being made right now around the offensive line and their ability to run the football and their ability to be super physical in Pittsburgh. And my question mark for this defense is interior defensive line. So Bowen Yanek inside, Mario Edwards, who's been flashing all of camp, continuing to flash. Whoever else they put out there, it's going to be by committee at that interior defensive line position. But those guys, particularly the first 2 to 3 drives, if those guys can hold their own and don't get pushed and don't get dominated up front, I think that would be a big step.
Yeah, I'm looking at the areas probably that we talked about the most last year during that. And it was a magical season for the Texans, a surprising season for the Texans. No one most people didn't see that coming. But if we had spots where we looked at, Clint, the issues, it was in the trenches. Offense and defensive line that you just mentioned. And I think a positive night would show, hey, we ran the ball effectively. and did it at times where they knew we were going to run it, and we were able to stop the run effectively. And to me, that would be a positive. Not I'm saying perfect, but that would be a positive night, because if we get to a spot, Clint, where even though I know Tunzel will be out, and I'm certain Titus probably won't play. But if we get to a spot where they just, I mean, they can't run the football like they could at times last year.
Yeah.
They can't move it. Or teams start to run like the last time we saw them in the second half against the Ravens in that playoff game. That would raise some level of concern, I think. I think early in the game, not the end of the world, that would raise some level of concern. If they play Najee Harris or Jalen Warren and they just start getting going, that would raise some level of concern. So that to me looks like what a positive night would be.
5 o'clock fire.
Ooh, Clint, this was about to get crazy. I see a bunch of people who on social media after the end of the third quarter was like, they're gonna lose. Team USA is done. Well, they came back, Clint. They were down 17 in the second half. And they end up winning over Serbia, who has the Joker, Nikola Jokic, on their team. They win 95-91. Steph Curry at 36 points in this game, 9 of 14 from 3. Joel Embiid had a huge second half, 19 points, 4 rebounds. And LeBron had a triple-double, 16, 12, and 10 in this game. And they fought back to get this win. Coming into the fourth quarter, Serbia was 15 for 30 in the from the 3-point line in the first three quarters. You probably, when you start to see a score like that, you start to think, yep, they're probably hitting threes. This was a huge W, because Clint, these cats would have been drugged, and deservedly so. Jokic is the only one on that team that would say. And they would have been drugged through the coals if they lost this game.
Yeah, it would have been a shame. I mean, but that's the case. I mean, really, it's probably a tad bit unfair. But in reality, is when from a basketball perspective, when you load a team like the Astros, like the USA has, then I mean, if you don't win gold, it's going to be a disappointment.
Yep. And they'll play in the gold medal game against France. They'll play Wimby, Rudy Gobert, and company in the gold medal game. They will play France. This thing was crazy. I think it was 35 or 32 to 15 in the fourth quarter. They outscored them. They're down 13 going into the fourth and outscored them 32 to 15. LeBron apparently said, I'll take Jokic. And they were able to slow him down. And they
He always tries to find a way. He's got to mix LeBron.
I'm just giving you what happened, man.
I'm gonna watch all the different talk shows tonight. I'm gonna see if one of them says, "Man, the difference in the game was LeBron on Jokic and just locked him up."
He said, "Joel, you play off. I'll take it." And you'll see it. There's a lot of now. He probably fouled him a bunch of times. They didn't call it, but now they don't call the physicality as much. And in international play, so good for them, man. Steph Curry, we were wondering, he hadn't had a game yet.
Yeah, how many did he make?
9 of 14 from 3. 36.
I hate I missed that performance.
36. Well, you can go to Peacock and watch it. I recorded this. So.
No, I can't.
5 o'clock fire.
I can't rewatch stuff that I've already put another.
Oh God, really?
I mean, that's your get down.
I did. I watched 3 games when I was sitting there waiting for you to finish your post-game show last week. Last week I watched about 3 games. All right, this coming out of Dallas, Clint. Ezekiel Elliott is officially, or at least unofficially, on their depth chart, running back 1 in Dallas. He is the number 1 back in Dallas. Look, I'm not as bad as you are, or not even we're close as you are. You believe this is going to be a fall-apart season.
I'm hearing more and more people.
And I mean,
more and more people coming over to my way of thinking. I just want y'all to remember I was the first one to mention.
I'll give you that credit. I don't believe that. I think they got too many players over there. But this can't be the plan.
Cowboy come apart, baby.
That Zeke Elliott is where you're turning. And they put in here, yes, they got him at running back 1 at a fraction of what they paid him before. Yeah.
I mean, you clearly need to run the football. And clearly the plan, I thought, when you kept Mike McCarthy was to establish that, and you got rid of Kellen Moore, was we got to be more balanced. We got to run football. We got to be more physical. I'm not completely out on Zeke. I mean, I think Zeke in a 17 game season can get the ball downhill and give you some production. But when your running back room is Zeke Elliott, Rico Dowdle, and Royce Freeman. I mean,
if they're thinking, well, you know, we didn't really get as much production as we wanted out of Tony Pollard. Oh. Maybe we can go this.
Well, I mean, that, the thing is that it's in a year when the free agent market for running backs was healthy.
Draft
man.
Wasn't bad.
Oh man, yeah, that's wow.
They were like, oh man, we're good. We're gonna go with Zeke, and Zeke's our starter again. That is an interesting decision. All right, coming up, I do want to get to this. Our quarterback. Clint Sterner, and I've got some thoughts as well, and I'd like to hear yours as well. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well. What's the proper and real expectations you have for CJ Stroud tomorrow? We'll discuss.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Set coming up next.
God bless, brother.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Remember, tomorrow, pregame starts at 3 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 610. So make sure you tune and listen so we can get them ratings.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
we'll be going until we'll get you kicked off until we hand things off for the pregame show with Vandy and John Harris, and I'm sure many others, as Sean and Seth will be a part of things. So. Stay tuned right here tomorrow as the Texans get ready to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Someone text in because I posed this question. I want to hear from the people. And of course, we'll read them off here on YouTube and Twitch. Those of you on the text line as well, 713-572-4610. What's the expectations? What's your real expectations for CJ Stroud tomorrow? As they take on the Steelers, somebody texted in, fellas, and said, "CJ, two drives with at least two touchdowns each, and hit all of your top receivers at least once." is the goal, is the expectation for that listener right there. That's aggressive right there. Go ahead now.
That'd be my dream. I'd love to see that tomorrow.
The dream, not the expectation, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that would be absolutely beautiful. I think this for CJ, there's nothing he can do, positive or negative, that's going to sway my confidence or my thoughts on what he's going to do this year and what he's capable of doing this year and what this offense is going to do this year.
Agreed.
What I'd like to see is, again, we've talked about this multiple times, Ron, is just clean execution. It's going to be very vanilla on the defensive side of the football. What I'd like to see is from a clean pocket, deliver the football accurately, which there's no reason to believe he didn't. He did it last year in all kinds of chaos. Get you one of at least one of three drives. I think that the ceiling is three drives. I think the ceiling's probably 15 to 20 plays. But one of three drives needs to be a move the ball pretty good. I don't care if it ends in points, but just move the football pretty good. Have a little bit of success, and communicate cleanly, execute cleanly in the pass game when you do get those opportunities. But I don't expect to see anything big time. I don't expect them to take a whole lot of risk, to be honest with you. But I just need them to be efficient and clean.
Clint, man. Davis Mills last week, two drives,
mm-hmm.
10 for 13, 102, one touchdown, zero turnovers.
Yeah.
Got a lot to live up to, CJ.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's not going to get any more vanilla than it was last week, and I'm not knocking Davis Mills' performance. He did exactly what he needed to do last week.
You think
week.
The Steelers will do a bit more?
I think the better players are going to play. I think that they're probably going to do a little bit more schematically, probably a little bit more moving around. The pocket is going to be, I would say, probably quite a bit more chaotic than it was last week for Davis Mills. But I don't think it's going to be difficult for CJ to figure out where to go with the football and what the hell's going on. I don't think it's going to be difficult for the tight ends and the centers and everybody that needs to make calls. I don't think it's going to be difficult for them either. I just need to see a good clean couple of drives. If you go three and out, so be it. It's a tough ass sport. If you go three and out in the first one, good. But I need one good drive of move the football 40, 50 yards and get that work of moving the football, communicating through some situations.
So if they had two straight three and outs, would you run back out there?
Absolutely. What's the point? Two straight three and outs, and you don't run him back out there, what's the point? Now, I do think there's –
Now, where would you stop?
If the first quarter – I personally, probably three drives or the first quarter.
You said 15 to 20 plays. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, my goal would be 15 to 20 plays. I mean, that's – you know, I'll give you one three-play drive or let's say one, you know, five, six-play drive, and then a good drive that you get rolling where – you're actually chewing up some yardage. Like I got to see something. There's no sense in taking the risk if it's just whatever happens, man. We're only going two drives, no matter what. So no, I got to get it at ceiling again. 15 to 20 plays, three drives. Now if you don't at least move the ball a little bit and get a little bit of work in one of those drives, and we got to go back to the drawing board. What the hell we're doing on offense?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I need to get one good drive out of him.
Yeah, for me, one, healthy, and I think a lot of people have said that. Someone texted and said, I don't have any expectations. We know what he's capable of. My expectation is for him to stay healthy. I threw out the Davis Mills numbers, and the numbers aren't really doesn't matter. I don't look at that and say, well, you got to do what Davis did. But in the aspect of what Davis did, though, and I know, as you said, there's going to be a little tougher road for CJ.
It'll be different, yeah.
He was like the offense ran. It was crisp for the most part. They did what they needed to do. They seemed like they knew exactly what they wanted to do. There was no confusion. Everybody was going to the right spot. And even plays that weren't made, and weren't made because, you know, we were all off or miscommunications. I just want to see a smooth however many plays that they're out there,
mm-hmm.
right? They run the ball, they throw the ball, whatever. Just make it smooth. I don't really give a rip about the numbers because, as the texter said, Like there, and you said it too. There's nothing. There is no way that I will walk out of the game and be like, oh man.
Yeah, there's nothing. I don't know about CJ, man.
We got to look at something. But
Ron, I mean, here's the reality of the situation. They're going to play him, right? And with it being as vanilla as it is in the preseason, if you get 2 to 3 drives and you're a well-oiled machine offensively, and you know second year in the system, you know the game like the back of your hand, know the offense like the back of your hand, you've had the success that you've had, damn it, there should be one good quality drive. Because it's not like you're going to pick up a first down or cross midfield and all of a sudden they're going to start blitzing the hell out of you like they do in the regular season.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be – if you go out there and you check the football down when you're supposed to, don't take a lot of risk with the ball, communicate well, you're going to have a 6 or 8 play drive. So it's like reality – if we're talking expectations, like – it's going to be very vanilla. Everybody do their job. You are a playoff caliber team with championship aspirations. Everybody do your job. And I'm not saying you're going to score. You're going to score points. I'm not even saying you're going to get in field goal range. But you're going to have a drive worth putting in the books, right? You're going to have a drive where, all right, let's bank that. Let's get him off the field. Keep him healthy. We can watch his film. We can learn from it. Next week we'll go 3 or 4 drives, or we'll go the entire first half. We can build on it. If you're worth a damn, you get 2 or 3 opportunities, you're gonna have at the very least one good drive in preseason ball if you're starting caliber and you're one of the better offenses.
The only thing I do take away where I'd look at CJ, and it wouldn't just be CJ, it would be the overall thing, is if they just look like they just walked out here and wasn't on the same page at all. And there was just mistakes with the offense and the offense just appeared like they weren't ready to play. That's the only thing. That's the only way that I would look at it. And it wouldn't just be CJ. It would be an overall thing. It'd probably even be more towards Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, I think those days are behind us.
But I don't think that would be the only way. And as you said, I don't get the sense that that's something that we'll see. I don't get that sense. Someone said first downs. I need first downs. Okay, that'd be nice to see. All right. Coming up, as we'll get you going, we'll remind you of the news, the big news for the Astros with Justin Verlander. Hell, they've created a little action to get you to come out to Sugar Land even more. We'll give you more on that. And with him coming back potentially soon, let's reset some things with your Houston Astros. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. The news of the day and big news. And listen, the Astros, with these health injuries, with these health issues, they have needed some good news. And they have needed something with whatever the hell is wrong with Kyle Tucker. We'll keep reporting bone bruise because that's what the hell they're saying to us.
Where art thou?
But this is a bone bruises of all bone bruises, and Luis Garcia, who is set back, and they've ended the season, maybe the career of Lance McCullers here in Houston. He's not going to throw anymore, so they've needed some good news, and Clint and Tyler, they got some great news, and that is, you having some problem, big dog?
Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on over here,
Tyler.
Man.
Remember the early part of the show? Remember somebody was getting all hard on about my computer. Oh, mm-hmm. Look at this.
I do recall.
How you feeling over there? What's going on over
there? Yeah, I've got some problems, man.
I had to take the keyboard.
Y'all need to get some new equipment, man.
I do.
Stress me out.
I'm stressed out, baby. I'm working. I got mine right here.
Y'all both need to get new equipment.
I'm in here now.
I like that laugh.
I know you do. I did it for you. Yeah, I know it matches. No, but Verlander, he is going to make a rehab start coming up on Saturday in Sugar Land. And Clint, here is the latest from the Space Cowboys. They had previously scheduled Saturday to be Justin Verlander bobblehead night for the first 2,000 fans. And luckily for them, guess who's going to be there?
What a coinkydink.
I mean, they just knew it.
Who?
Verlander. They scheduled.
Oh, it was already scheduled. Oh, wow.
So you get out there. I mean, they're
it's like
enticing.
A glitch in the Matrix.
They're enticing you even more now to get out there.
Yeah, that's nice, man.
Get you a bobblehead. Get you a JV bobblehead while you're out there.
Well, I wonder what it looks like. Is he going to have a Space Cowboy uni on?
Oh, that's a good thought.
That'd be a quick turnaround on the bobblehead. I don't know that you can turn them that quick. I know. Yes, you can repaint.
You got a guy, don't you?
No, bobbleheads? Never.
I thought
they're expensive, man. The molds are really expensive to make.
Yo, you're ready.
They are, man.
The molds, Tyler, are expensive.
We were going to do an event one time in Arkansas. I can't remember what it was.
Well, no, I was going to say, I knew you had something that you have had some experience with.
Well, we were going to do like a series of bobbleheads with Arkansas quarterbacks. And it's like, all I remember was I can't remember who did all the digging and the research and came back. They were like, no chance. I said, well, what do you mean no chance? The expenses are like you have to do because it is such a complicated like mold of individual people. Like you have to do thousands of them in order to get it done. If you do anything less, it's super expensive.
Yeah. I have a personal bobblehead that looks just like me.
Do you have one made?
Megan had one made for me.
Oh,
maybe they're not that expensive.
Back in the day.
Maybe that was back when maybe times have changed.
Oh, I want to get one.
I can't remember. Have y'all watched The Office?
Ron wants one. He's jealous.
Me just like this.
So in the show The Office, that a guy on the show on his desk at his office always has this bobblehead of himself. So that's where she got the idea. But it's pretty cool.
Who had the bobblehead?
Dwight,
oh.
Yeah.
Is it really? I wonder how much it was expensive.
I don't know. It was
y'all,
me
y'all
back
them,
in my
y'all got them deep ass pockets, so I guess it didn't matter.
They buy golf carts to drive around for Christmas.
Yeah, it was back in my biggest days, like my chunkiest days.
So you got your old belly, huh?
So you can literally tell I was a fatty back when I got that bobblehead.
That is great.
My guts just
that is great
right there.
God, I want one just with me right here.
I'm gonna get you one. I'm gonna surprise you with one day.
Sitting
in a chair with the red mic. This mic, by the way, I've had this since COVID.
Your mic condom?
Yeah, this is
anybody else still using their mic condom other than Ron?
I do every day, but today I couldn't find it for some reason.
I saw a blue one back here. I thought that may have been Seth's.
Mine's black.
I let go of mine
a while ago.
Yeah, I know it. I watched you sit over there and you had a cold for about 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
Here, and I've been like, hey, I'm glad I'm talking into this. Just covering up just in case you never know how people roll through here. But man, Space Cowboys, baby. Get you one. See, would you want your bobblehead to be you like that, or would you rather it be you playing quarterback?
Probably quarterback would make a whole lot more sense rather than just doing like what? Like doing radio?
Yeah, like it'd be nice. The mic coming in at you.
No, I don't. I'd probably go with mine. I'm just kind of standing.
You'll be standing, hands out.
The one I have, I'm just
with
smiling.
Headphones on. Yes, and you're smiling. That'd be cold blooded right there.
Yeah, no, I'd probably go football. But I like the idea. Radio of somebody.
Clint, I think you should. Yours should have you with like a case of Coors Light, like holding it on your shoulder.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That'd be badass.
Maybe holding up an Arkansas Razorback helmet with your other one.
Hey, that boy's good.
It's good. That's not bad.
I got a marketing mind now.
That's not bad. Coming up behind us, these guys could have some behind the desk bobbleheads as well. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, the Hall of Famer, John McClain will join.
Johnny Mac.
He will join the fellas.
Keep an eye on Show Cool.
Man, there you go. There you go, Mac. God, I thought that was going to be his nickname, but it wasn't when I moved here. Not Mac. But John McClain will join the fellas as they get ready for tomorrow's preseason game. Again, which will be right here. You can listen to it right here on Sports Radio 610. Pregame starts at 3 o'clock. As soon as we get done, we'll pass that along. And then after that, Area 45. Astros are off, so no pregame or postgame show, but they will hold it down as Sean Bajani and Patrick Creighton. And I believe our guy Jordan is in the building. Jordan is producing this. That guy works hard, boy. So good for him. They're in good hands over there as well. So that is the latest coming up behind us. All right, it looks like we'll see Verlander very, very soon, Clint. You said something interesting, I thought, and I think it's obviously a possibility. But we are in August, You said your thought of when Justin Verlander makes his return that this doesn't mean somebody leaves the rotation. You think that they, the rest of the way, will try to push forward a six-man rotation.
Absolutely.
And I know they've talked about that. Hell, they tried it at times last year. But my only thought is you're a half game up in the West, and the wild card, you're about three games back behind that, but really you're leading the division, so that's what your focus is on. But it is tight and close. My thing is, do you have the luxury of not having Verlander, Framber, Hunter Brown, who I think here in the second half, those have been your guys. Blanco's kind of taken a step back a bit. But not having those guys go as many times they possibly can the rest of the way, because each one of them are losing a day because you got six starters. You think they have that luxury now?
I do right now, yeah. I mean, I think if we look at how these young guys are pitching right now, I don't know why you would remove them from the rotation. I understand the question of obviously removing one from the rotation would be to get Verlander more starts and Framber more starts, and obviously your top five guys more starts versus spreading it out. But right now, until one of these guys give you an immediate reason like, hey, man, a little concerned about this guy, I don't know why you wouldn't ride the wave, man. I don't think anybody in this division is going to run away with it. If it's
Spencer
not the, Arrighetti's it's not the
one,
Astros.
Right. He's the
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
well,
he's the one. Or, I mean, look, I think there's a chance that the tide could turn for either the other youngsters with Hunter Brown or Ronel Blanco. I mean, these guys are going to end up throwing – more innings than they ever have. And so, I mean, anything's possible, but I just think you got to ride the hot wave. These guys are pitching really well. When Verlander does come back, if there's not a piggyback situation where you need to piggyback him with a Spencer Arrighetti or something like that
might be what it, yeah.
I would go to a six-man rotation, take the load off of all the youngsters and try to limit as much wear and tear as you have down the stretch here. Also, along the same lines, you're limiting the wear and tear on Verlander, who's an older. I know he hadn't pitched much this year because he's been injured, but he's an older pitcher. So, yeah, I mean, I think going to a six man rotation is a no brainer from the jump.
Well, Dana said they want to give these guys some breaks. I think you play it by ear, right? And right now you're half game up, and you stay within that range. I think you can do that. If you start to maybe get down a little bit, then maybe you adjust that thing. But that's not a bad thought. Not a bad idea to conserve that, because, you know, Hunter Brown and Ronel Blanco, who you think are going to need to help you if you can get into the postseason.
Yeah.
Like those guys you want to keep.
Well, I mean, look, to the thought of this August schedule that we've been talking about, Ron, the exception of the White Sox, right? I mean, Verlander's not going to be back for another – 5 or 6 days at the very least, if not
probably more than
probably
that.
More than
I
that.
I bet he makes at least two starts.
Okay, so we're talking another week. So I mean, you're 15, you're August 15th, August 16th type range before you ever get Verlander back and have the option to go to a six man rotation. If these youngsters that are pitching for you now, whether you go to a six man rotation mid month or not, if you get through August with Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, and Ronel Blanco in the rotation in terms of five-man or six-man, don't care what it is, if you get through August and you're still in good shape, I think the writing's on the wall. You go to a six-man rotation, you limit the load that you put on each one of these arms, and you get to the playoffs. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that really, the conversation that we're having is never, it's not going to take place for another week. Like, that decision is not going to be able, is not gonna, until mid-August. So can you survive the second half of August, which is a terror now? Can you survive the second half of August with all of those youngsters pitching and pitching well? And if so, hell, there's no reason to change.
Yeah, I mean, if they're pitching well, like, I mean, if Spencer Arrighetti continues to have, you know, anywhere close to like his last performance, which was no runs or one run and 12 strikeouts.
Well, I mean, that's
then, I mean, that's a no brainer. Maybe JV needs to sit out. Like, I mean, just, you know, joking, obviously, for somebody takes it serious. So, you know, no, that would be the best of everything if they could do that to keep people's arms more fresh going into the most important game. So he's going to pitch Saturday. Bobblehead, by the way, they said those tickets, someone texted in, they checked, those tickets are already $100.
Really?
Oh, man.
You're going to see a Hall of Famer. You got to pay.
Wonder what they are normally.
And they, yeah, they probably can't be
very
affordable. But very, very, like, right. Maybe the 10 to 20 range for a real good seat.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'd imagine. And there ain't a bad seat in the house. I've been there multiple times.
You going Saturday?
I've got to see what the schedule is.
See what the schedule is with the kiddos?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I'm getting tatted up on Saturday, boys.
You're going for the well again.
You're already tatted up. What are you doing?
New ink, baby. New ink. I'm excited.
Are you filling in on the same arm?
Yeah, I'm going to do 3 or 4 hours of work on the sleeve.
3 or 4 hours.
Huh? What is that going to consist of, Tyler?
The remainder of the sleeve is going to be just kind of a background piece with a bunch of different images of space, planets, stars, galaxies, that kind of thing.
Hence the Space City.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's good, man.
I'm pretty pumped.
What do you think it's going to cost you?
A lot. Probably 3 or 4 hours. Probably like.
Seriously, but this is the same guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've gotten the same guy to do all my work. It'll probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of like $1,500.
How did he feel about, because I know some tattoo artists, how did he feel about that that H you just had slid into the middle of his work?
He did it.
He was there.
I walked in and he was the one doing them. Yeah. It was like another glitch in the Matrix moment. I was like, man, holy hell.
Holy.
Because that was the only thing I was nervous about is I've had the same guy do all my work. And then I walk in and it's my tattoo artist at the Texans event.
Now, at that point, you knew you had to get it.
Yeah.
You should have hauled. Let me get a little bit more. Let's finish this. Let's just finish the sleeve, man. You just
do a little bit of that background work since I got it for free.
That's big because I was going to say, man, if he looked at that, it was like, wild. Why'd you do that, dude?
You know, Doug Vosick over there with the Texans, he gets his ink at the same spot I do too.
That sounds right.
He just got new leg sleeve done that is tight.
Y'all got similar legs. That's an aggressive move.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever get tattoos on my legs.
I don't know that Doug's is a big. I don't know if he's a big short guy.
It looks good, though. It's clean.
I hadn't seen it.
Well, I mean, if you got a leg sleeve, you got to be a short guy.
He was out at camp the other day with shorts, and I saw it. That's when he showed it to me.
You got to be a short guy. Like, you got to have that.
Doug and
if
short,
you're gonna
though,
get a leg, if you're going to get a leg.
You're talking about shorts, like short. Wearing shorts.
Oh, you got to be a shorts.
I don't think Dougie V's a big shorts guy.
That'd be disappointing. Like, maybe in spaces we see him. But
ooh,
like,
check out the uniform like, guy.
Doug, if you're listening, are you a shorts person? You got to be. If you're going to get a, like, you can't just catch it peeking out your, out the,
sure.
Out the
I mean,
you,
well,
pants.
I mean, maybe Doug, he is a, I think he's a West Coaster, man, a beacher, you know, beach guy, you know, surfer or something, you know. I mean, it didn't, I mean.
I go back and forth on getting more ink.
You go back and forth on it?
I'm addicted.
I know you don't want to spend the money, but what else?
That's not about the money. I mean, for the most
not
part.
Not about the money.
Mine is just, man, dog, yeah, you 40, man. Why don't you chill out?
Oh, come on, man. I'm finna do
it. Because I do. I want to get it. I want to, like, I've talked with Tyler several times. I want to get the sleeve.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that idea for you.
Right here.
What you going to do?
I wanted to get, like, a family tree and have the branches and the kind of come off into here and back here and, you know, put the kids and everybody on there.
I think you should.
I like that.
You want to cover that one up with the trunk of the tree or
something? No, it's going to be around it. It's the two. So the two is the center.
Okay. I like it. Just put it in the trunk of the tree.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I can pull the trigger. Texans All Access
that'd
behind
be
us.
Man.
Yeah, and I know it would be.
Faces and all that?
I'm not doing faces. We're just going to name
it. Let's get it off, baby.
No, they put no damn faces. The faces change. They grow and whatever.
That's right.
Names
good point. Yeah.
And it's cheaper. Good point. Texas All Access, live and local to 11 o'clock with Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Tyler types up what it is when he puts audio in. It says this, D'Amico with K. Adams, and then there are two more words that follow K. Adams. If you can guess what freaky ass Tyler
two blanks
has texted. It is D'Amico with K. Adams blank blank.
I'm gonna say sex e ass.
That's right.
Nailed
sexy
it.
Ass. Yep.
Yes, she is, baby.
It looks like this is Sterling who says K. Adams sexy ass.
All of boy, bro.
I know my brother. All right with me.
Huck to and spit on that thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.